Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today we're going to be learning very, very beautiful Agadat HaMeseches Brachos Adaf Samch Gimel Amud Beis, based on the Sefer Ein Ayah. And the shir should be a schus for Lavizev Ben Yehudis, for Bracha Batzlach V'chamase Yodov, and for Necha Gittel Bas Rochav Esther, Bracha Batzlach V'chamase Yadea. She should be zocha to more Zarish V'kayama, Pesach Shar Amcha Yisrael. And for Zechariah Kalman ben Yael Margalit, Baruch Abad Tzlacha, Rufus Shleim, Rufus Sanefesh, Rufus Haguf, for Eliezer ben Leah, Rufus Sanefesh, Rufus Haguf, Daniela Masha bas Yiskaracha, Rufus Sanefesh, Rufus Haguf, and Rachel bas Geula, Gilamir ben Penina, Zivuk Hagun, and Baruch Abad Tzlacha. Says in the Pasuk, Haskes Ushma Yisrael. What does that mean? Haskes Ushma Yisrael. This is a pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Chof Zayin, pasuk Tes, Vayidaber Moshe v'Kohanim Alevim El Kol Yisrael Le'mor, Haskes Ushma Yisrael, Yom Hazeh Niyeh Salam L'Hashem Elokecha. So we're going to learn today some very important inyanim about Talmud Torah, which is very relevant to Shavuos Haba Aleinu L'Tova B'Karov. Says the Gemara, Asu kitos, haskes means asu. Has is milashon asu, the Gemara Darshins. Make kitos, groups and groups. Ve'isku b'soira, b'torah, and be osek in Torah. Make groups and learn Torah. That's haskes, asu kitos. Make groups and learn. V'fishena Torah niknes ela b'chabura. Because Torah is only acquired with companions. This is in accordance with the words of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Dam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, "What does it mean when it's written in the pasuk Cherev El Habadim V'no Alu? There will be a sword against those who are alone. V'no Alu. What does this mean? Cherev Al Sonem Shel Tamid Chachamim. There will be a sword against the enemies of those Torah scholars. Meaning, it's a euphemism for the Torah scholars. A sword against, euphemistically, the enemies of the Torah scholars, she yoshvim bad v'bad v'oskim b'Torah. There's a sword against those who are sitting alone and learning and not learning b'chabur. V'lo out elishem etapshim. Not only do they deserve a sword, but they become foolish. They make a mistake. When they rule, nobody can correct them. Says the Marisha. K'siv ha'achad says here in this verse with respect to Amir Chamim v'no'alu. O k'siv ha'asam in there with respect to Aaron and Moshe's Aaron and Miriam's aver against Moshe, Asher no alnu, we've acted foolishly. So v'no alu means foolish. If a person learns by himself, he's liable to become foolish. V'lo ad el shechotim, not only that they're sinning. Shnei amar v'asher chatanu. So there's a juxtaposition here of Asher no alnu, v'asher chatanu. Foolishness and sin, which means that together with the no alnu, that person gets when he's learning alone, he also gets v'chatanu. Iba yisem mehacha, or you can say that the association between Tipshos, foolishness, and chait, and sin, is from here. Noalu sareit soan. The Navi is talking about the ultimate downfall of Mitzrayim. The nobles of Tsoan have become foolish. They have led Egypt astray. So going astray is synonymous with sinning. And it says in the Pasuk, Noalu, which is foolishness, is talking about the leaders. Dabar acher, haskes ushma Yisrael, haskes and listen Israel, kittetu, so the haskes is kittetu, grind yourselves, atzmechem al divrei Torah, grind yourselves down over the words of Torah, kadam reish lakish, dam reish lakish, minayin shen divrei Torah, miskai mel, mishamei misatzmo aleh, how do we know the words of Torah are only retained if he kills himself for the Torah, shenemar, zosa Torah, adam ki yamas boel, you want Torah, you have to be meis boel, boel shel Torah. So, that's the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, and now we refer to the parish of Rav Kook in the Ein Ayah. Haskes asu kitos v'isku b'torah. As we learn, that haskes means has, asu, and then kes is kat, group. Make groups and groups and learn Torah, because Torah is only niknes b'chabur. Mipnei sha'atorah akadoshi toras chayim. Torah is a Torah of life. She'ena manheges. As ha'ochem balachai nezirus umi isa ba'oilam uvsa nuga v'tehorim. Torah doesn't lead its people to become nazirim, to separate themselves from the world, to despise the world and the pure pleasures of the world. Obviously, we don't engage in all the pleasures. But the pure pleasures, that's cool, that's great. Go for it. Hamerimim es ha-mayla, yishisum esamchim es ha-lev. They elevate the level of the person and they gladden his heart. Alken yesh betchuna satzarech l'chayich ha-vavareyus, shu'adover ha-mebi l'chayim edinim yafim v'noim. And therefore the Torah has within it, it teaches us that we need to have a social life, we need to have friends, and that brings us to important, a life filled with chayim edinim, that we have connections with other people, and that's yofa v'na, that's very nice, that other people are connected to other people. It's not about going into a forest and sitting by yourself all day and separating from society, or going sitting on some mountain in Tibet and meditating all day. The Torah wants us to be involved with society, to be involved with other people. And the nature of acquiring friendship with good people, with wise people, is set, established in the nature of the Torah. And separating yourself from other people, and too much separating yourself. A person becomes a hermit. He doesn't want to have anything to do with anybody else. Many people thought, oh, gevaldik, this is the way I'm going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I separate myself from society, v'nitku me'achayim atziburim, and they separated themselves from public life, yizar l'rucha. It is strange, far into the spirit of the Torah. At she'b'teva etzim k'niyasa v'limuta t'snagid l'ze. So the etzim kinyan ha'Torah, the etzim limud ha'Torah is opposed, is misnaged to being a loner. Ve'ena nignei zok the gemara b'chabura. And Torah is only nignei b'chabura ha'hevach shal abeditus v'srachkus mibnei adam. So zok Rav Kook of Aldik, that the purpose of the Torah is to help us build a beautiful society, a perfected society, an ideal society, a utopian society. That's the goal of the Torah. So even when one is learning, the derech to the kinyan of the Torah has to be through society, through chabura, and not separating yourself. And I thought this works so beautifully with what I learned. Mori v'Rabbi, that told the Rebbe Shlita. It says in the Gemara that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was in the cave with his son for 12 years and they were learning. Mamish, sodos, muflagim. They were elevating themselves to the highest levels of Kedusha and Tara and Yediyas HaTorah and Yediyas Sodas HaTorah. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Gimel that they would sit all day in the sand without clothing. And then when it came time to daven, they'd get up and they'd put on their clothing and they'd daven. Fractosis, wait a second. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is pater from davening. It says in the Gemara that Misha Torasum Nasa, somebody who's Torah is his profession. He's a full-time, non-stop learner, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Azayid, darf nish davening, he doesn't have to daven. He's pater from tefillah. He should sit and learn all day. So why was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son davening? Rabbi Shimon and Chaveir of our Peturim in tefillah. And for Tosfos Beseder, they were pater from tefillah, but they were saying Shema. When the Gemara says that they were into daven, it didn't mean they were davening Shemin Esrei. They're pater from Shemin Esrei. They were davening Shema. However, the Yerushalmi says that a person that's constantly learning the Rabbi Shimon by Yochai v'Chaveir is even pater from Shema. So what are we going to do now? We still left with a kasha. So they weren't allowed to say Shema or Shemin Esrei. They should have continued their learning. So Morvi Rabbi Shlita says that it's about chabura. It's about a group. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chavei rov. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his friends were pater from tefillah. Because there's a maila, a special maila to limud b'chabura that you don't have. That's a limud she'ena b'chabura. When Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was in the ma'ara with his son, it wasn't a chabura. There's a special, just two people. There's a special maila to limud b'chabura, and therefore you, when you pater min ha-tefillah, in order to be pater from tefillah, you need to be learning with a whole group, and here with just two people, and that's chaveirim, that's the group. It says in Maseches Kala Rabasi Perakei Alacha Dalet, ain't the Rei Torah miskayim ela b'chaveirim. There has to be a whole group, and They even bring the pasuk of Haskes v'Shema Yisrael, Asu Atzmachem Kitos Kitos. So that's what it says in Pirkei Avos. Al Tifrosh Min Atzibur, don't separate yourself from the community, says the Sfasemis and his parish on Avos. Afshin b'fnei atzmi yosher esromus madrega. So we're talking about a person who, when he goes by himself, when he goes off and he does his bodedus, he's esromus. But that's not the way of the Torah. The ideal is the kolach harabim, tamat Torah, the rabim, all different gemara and megillah. So that's the mile of limud Torah b'chabur that you don't normally have, even if it's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai sitting alone in the cave. So it says in the Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Lamites, says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram Avinu, Talta l'atzmacha mimakom l'makom b'shimcha mizgadol ba'olam, l'rech shemanecha tovim shemen terak shemecha tizn shir shirin. That Avram Avinu was like this good smelling oil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go from place to place and make your name big. In other words, not enough to sit by yourself. You have to be mefarsim your Torah. You have to be sitting with your friends. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had this whole mice in the Ma'ara, and he knew about the milas of being misvoded. But nevertheless, when he was sitting in this Ma'ara, he stopped to daven because he said that it's not learning bechabura. The only p'tur for tefillah is when you're learning bechabura. So that's the asu kitos visku b'tara, to make groups. It's the idea of the base medrash, groups of people learning, talking it out. And then we said, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, as it says, Cherev el abadim v'noalu, a sword. Against those who are alone, v'noalu. And we said, a sword to those who despise Talmidei Chachamim, euphemistically, that sit alone and learn Torah. And not only that, but they become tipshim, if they learn alone. And not only that, but they end up sinning. Then we brought a pasuk from v'noalu sarei Tzoan, that the nobles of Tzoan became foolish. Says the Rav, Haros hayotzes me'abeditus v'naziris ha'mufleges b'yichud l'bale higayon v'iyun v'deos v'gyonei lev shel emunos u'madoim musarim, hina mishulashos. There are three, as Rav Kook always does here in the Gemara, he breaks it down. The three different things that are going on here. Number one, there's cherev el sonayim shel, they get the sword on their necks if they sit alone and learn. Number two, they become tipshim. And number three, they become chotim. And then the pasuk of v'nolu sarit so'an. And now he breaks it up that there are three bad things that come out of being by yourself when you're learning. Ha'echad shetikin ha'olam ha'nimshach al yodo barak b'yos mitzurefesim tares alei v'yiris Hashem v'chochmas ha'torah. That the tikun olam that comes through people comes when they have a purity of heart and they have fear of God and they have the wisdom of Torah. And also being tolerant and understanding and accepting and embracing other opinions. When it comes to halacha, to appreciate that there are other opinions in halacha. My shita is not the only shita. And to appreciate in yunim musari, that there are other approaches to what the proper way to act is, to ethics. I'm not the only one. The kaima emes v'shalom ahevu. V'shteitin zechari yaperek. You should love truth and peace. You love truth. You're looking for the truth. And that's what makes for peace. It makes for greater shalom, shlemus. That you have the various opinions. And this is only when the Talmidei Chachamim are osek b'Torah with others. And they hear, oh, there are other opinions. V'rom shedavka mikol ha'deil shel ha'chachamim ha'shonim b'orchas ha'torah v'ayira teitzei ha'derech ha'yishara v'abrura. And I see that davka from all the opinions of the chachamim that are different in Torah and Yira and Yerushimayim and learning. From there you get the correct path. Shisham o'er Hashem shoira, that's where the light of God dwells. Avol b'yos adam muzgar b'chugo atzar. But if a person is in his own narrow environment, v'lo yodam u'mameyamon deos chaber avoyskin b'torah b'chochma, and he doesn't know what's going on, he doesn't know v'zokt. Andra mentioned, he doesn't know what other people are saying. Ishish kefi kishrono, everybody according to his level. Ve'emes ve'emuna, halolo yuchal says, kol de'a shishona midaitoi. He can't take any opinion that's different from his opinion. All he knows is his own opinion. And that's going to cause quarrels. It's going to cause dissension. It's going to cause a rupture in human relationships, because I can't take it that somebody thinks differently than I do. I'm the only opinion. The cherev hamedanim, and the sword of quarrel, is going to be spread amongst the nation to spashit aydei zeh be'umah. Lios cherev ish b'reyehu rachmanu litzlan, that people are going to go with swords. Before elu b'shot, lashon, actual swords, they're going to be fisticuffs. There have been cases like that. Rachmanu litzlan, it's a yeshiva, won't say which. I think two yeshivas that I know of. In the recent times, there were mamish fist fights in the Beis Medrash. That's what happens when my opinion is the only opinion. I don't respect another opinion. The Kolzeu told us, "Shel bedidus muflagis." And that's what happens when you separate yourself, Beis HaKatorah. So that's what it means. Cherev al sonem. There's going to be a sword to the sonem shamir chamim. When they're osek bad for bad, it's mamish going to bring. It's not a punishment. Mamish going to bring the sword because they're going to be fighting with each other. You can't take it. There's a different opinion. Zeu ara magia l'tachlus ha-shalom shel ha-uma. Ha-tzrich l'snag al-pirucham shel b'nei ha-bonei ha-tamil l'cham ha-mar b'm-shalom ba-olam. Such a beautiful idea. That's what's about. Tamil l'cham is supposed to be mar b'shalom. That there's supposed to be different opinions and each one is respecting the other one's opinion. Otherwise there's sword, there's fights, there's quarrels, there's machlokes, rachman al-itzlan. That's the first evil that emerges from a person being alone. That he can't accept and appreciate and embrace other viewpoints. V'ara ha-sheni and the tzveter Ra, the second evil, shemagia binyanim iyunim, mideos umidos emunios, gorem achugatzar, shenadvar misbarim karoiva olim kam shoinim gimusogim shaladeos. So, a person's not going to be able to, when a person's narrow minded, he's not going to be able to get to the MS, because he's not going to see other opinions, he's only going to know his own opinion. A, it brings to quarrels. You can't stand it that somebody else has a different opinion, or he can't stand it, you're fine, you're a tzaddik. And not only that, but the other person, when a person doesn't listen to other opinions, metapshin, he becomes a tipish, because he doesn't hear other views, he only knows his own view. It's good, Rav Adi Yosef always talks about the importance of looking up different svarim, rishonim, acharonim. Some people just learn the rishonim, he's very against that. He says, maybe this is svar that you didn't think of. Maybe some svar that showed up 300 years ago in Jerba thought of a svar that you didn't think of. Could be. So check out his sefer, see what he says. Expand horizons. That's Rav Avadia's opinion. So, in Maisim also, if he isn't Mevarer the matter, the other people, he might mamish end up sinning. Like a Nazir is called a sinner. And this person is also misnazir. He's separating himself from society. So he's not going to get to the emes. So this Naziris brings to chait. Not only that, but when he's mashpia, Noel, Usari, so on, talking about the nobles, the leaders of Egypt, they become foolish. So the hashpa in society is going to be an incorrect hashpa because the guy didn't get to the emes because he didn't hear other opinions. So now the Gemara is mamish mayor can isinasim is Sinai. Mamish smechim can isinasim. Beautiful. Number one, there's cherev al sonem. If you learn alone, that's cherev al abadim shiyoshvim bad v'bad. The oskim b'torah. So if they sit alone and learn, they deserve. There's going to be a sword. Why is there going to be a sword? There's going to be a sword because they can't take other opinions. There are other people who disagree with them, and since there are other people who disagree with them, there's going to be quarrel. There's going to be achlokes. Literally, swords, fists, words. Number one, number two, tipshus. Person's not going to get to the emes. He doesn't hear other opinions. Number three, chait. He's going to end up doing sins because he didn't learn the halacha correctly. And number four, there's Nolu Sarit Zon. The Nolu, the Tipshus, is also going to lead one to mislead the people. So that's this Keta. And now the Gemara continues. I love this Gemara. Davar acher haskes ishma yisrael kitetu atzmechem al divrei Torah. Crush yourself for divrei Torah. Grind yourselves down for divrei Torah. How do we know that a Torah is only miskayim? Torah only exists if a person kills himself for it. The Gemara quotes the pasuk Adam ki yomis ba'al. Says Rav Kook, Kishem shebekibutz hanitzrach liyeshuva shel olam hatachlus shel anhoga kibutz is hui sheyichyu b'nei adam yoshve eretz chayim mutzayim mesudarim. So we need yeshuva olam. That everybody should live a life that's mesudar, that's orderly. Everyone gathers together, builds a functioning society, a functional society. So normally, people live the middle of the road, not too extreme. And that's the life of general society. However, you need individuals who want to go beyond the Gvul Emtsoi, Ke'avodas Anshei Chayil, She'lefamim Yinadadu Sheinam Eineim, V'yamdu Hachein Ala Mishmar She'isirabu Yisir Me'esek Korei L'chaim Emutsoim. Like soldiers. What do soldiers do? They don't sleep much. They're not eating like a normal person. They don't live Chayim Emtsoim. They don't go the Memutsoim. They don't go on the middle of the road. Sleeping like a regular person, eating like a regular person, living like a regular person in an apartment. No, they have to go to an extreme. They're soldiers. They makavlim as ba'ava sol azeh. And they're makavlim this all ba'ava. And they're makavlim this all ba'ava in ba'alei nefeshem. They're good people. They love this yoke. V'smechem ba'avodosim ba'asher yodim hem ki rak v'snadvim hem lahamid es matzav chayim b'matzav yotzeh mikvul ha'sevel ha'memutzi ha'tzlichu es b'nei umasim b'chayim ha'memutzayim. The only way they can make a normal life for the people is if they go to this extreme, and they deny themselves sleep, and then they deny themselves what regular people have. So too, those individuals, the remnants that God calls out, those unique Talmidei Chachamim that are Osek B'Torah, these are the Anshei Chayil, these are the soldiers. They are a wall to the Jewish people. Ani Chomazu Torah, that's what guards us. V'shodai k'megdolos, and my breasts are like towers, elu tamid ha-chachamim. So the Torah and the tamid ha-chachamim together are what guard the Jewish people. So in she'iman she'chayil yovel yos misnagim v'chayim ha-gvul ha-memutza z'ti ha-medin ha-vuda. And if a chayil says, yeah, I'm going to sleep 8 hours, I'm going to relax, take a nap in the afternoon, chill out, then the country's finished. V'lo sasig ha-mochaz chayim ha-mutzayim, they're not going to have any life. Ki chomas v'shoyd yisrabeba v'yad sarea tasig lahotfa u'lechaloisa me'al p'nei ha'adama. Because there's going to be wars, they're going to come, the other countries are going to come and they're going to destroy. Sa'akena tamid ha'chomim anshe ha'mishmar tzrichim l'isnadev lavod yosir me'amida mutzas. So just like a soldier has to go beyond the call of duty, has to do beyond what the average person is doing in this world, so too a Talmud Chacham has to be misnadev lavod yoser me'amida memutzas kedei lahavi shalom la'olam, in order to bring peace to the world. Kedei lahamshich yafes akiyum lo Yisrael v'chayev amitim, in order to be mamshich beautifully, to draw to us the light of Israel and its true life. That's what we need. We need them to go to the extreme. Alken lo navet el chalishis ha'koyach ha'mukha kamat beruva limotze bein ha'tamid ha'chom ha'melei Torah. And they don't look at the fact that it makes them weaker. Al krisis aguf achormi v'al menia mehamon tanug echayim v'sos analizim. That they're crushing their bodies and they're missing out on the pleasures of life. Lubavitcher Rebbe, 51 years, had a full-time job. He was the leader of the World Lubavitch headquarters. He had hundreds and hundreds of shluchim all over the world. He had tens of thousands of people writing him letters, listening to him, receiving guidance from him, learning Yom HaBalayla. How many days of vacation did he take? The answer is zero. Zero in 51 years. One time. One time he went up to a summer camp, to a Chabad, and he regretted it for the rest of his life. They pressured him. He said, come on, go up, go to the camp, take a day off. But even when he was there, he was working. He still had a guide the children and speak to them. But that was the one day, kiviyachol, that he took up a ke'en and he regretted it. That was it. So that's what we need. We need individuals like that, beyond the call of duty. And they don't pay any attention to the weakness of their body and the fact that they're missing out on the pleasures of life. And that's in order that the rest of the world should function properly. That's how the Torah is miskayim. When a person's toiling, he crushes himself. You have to work through the Reb Chaim. That he's separating himself a little bit from the pleasures of this world. He's involved in abstract Talmudic topics. He's involved in learning Musar and Chassidus and Kabbalah. How to overcome the Yetzer. In order that he should be able to teach people. In order to do that, he has to kill the desire, the storming desire that a person should have physical bodily pleasures. You're right. The masses are allowed to desire the regular pleasures of life. Staying in a nice hotel for Pesach. However, the people who are going to lead, the leaders, the tzaddikim, the tamid hachachamim, they're the ones who have to deny themselves the pleasure of this world. They have to crush their body in order to be leaders to the people. So we learned today, b'siyata dishmaya, asu kitos kitos, the importance, the chshivus, of learning the chabura. We talked about how there's a sword, it leads to machlokas if you learn by yourself. Tipshus, that a person's going to be foolish. He's not going to get to the right explanations. From pshat, from getting the correct explanation, he's become a tipish, osios, dain, kedain, same letters. Al shecholtim, they're going to sin because they're going to get to the wrong halacha. No alusare tzon, the leaders of tzon are foolish. That they're not going to give the proper hashpah if they learn by themselves because they're not going to know the emes. Haskes u'shma Yisrael, kittetu atzmechem, crush yourselves for divrei Torah. So I was thinking the pshat in the pasuk. Vikhu elecha shemen zayis zoch kasis lamor lahalos ner tamid. Vikhu elecha shemen zayis zoch. Take to yourself Aaron the shemen zayis, the oil, which pure oil symbolizes chachma. The oil is chachma. The zach is the purity. Is limud betara kasis. You have to crush yourself. If you want to get to the Chochma B'Tara, you have to crush yourself. And then you'll get to the Lama'or. And then you'll be a light for others. Lahalos Ner Tam, and you'll be eternal candle. The people will be able to follow you, though you're light for many generations to come. That's what a person has to do. A person wants to be a light. He has to be Kossis. He has to crush himself. Kittetu Atzmechem al Divrei Torah. We should all be Zoche, either to be amongst those who are Mekassis Atzmeinu, that we're meimiser tanugim agashmi, we kill our physical desires to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says in the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, kol ish v'ishim ibay oylam, any man or woman, Jew or guy, it doesn't matter, who completely devotes himself or herself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person is Kodesh Kadoshim, Hashem Nachalasa, and Hashem will take care of such a person. So this is not gender appropriate, this is for everybody. Not just for one, not for males, not just for females, everybody. To crush yourself, crush the desires to get close to Hashem. And if we're not zocha to be amongst those who are doing it ourselves, we want to be among members of the Hamonam. We should be close to those who do it, close to the tzaddikim, like the Kloisenberger Rebbe, whose body was destroyed during the Holocaust. He lost Nebuch 11 children. And he was Mekayim Kipshuto his whole life, Kittetu Atzmechem al Divrei Torah. Crushed himself, haskes, the cat. I mean, it's style like Rashi says of the Divrei Torah. And he denied himself food and sleep. And with all of his suffering, one time he exclaimed that after the Holocaust, he said, the only thing that's not hurting me now is my beard and payas. Everything else My whole body's in pain, racked with pain. And he continued learning and teaching in Svarim of his, the Divrei Yetziv, others in the Parsha, tremendous Svarim from the Kleisenberger, Hafle v'feladik Svarim. So you see a person who was mamish makasis himself for Divrei Torah, and you see the godless that he achieved, and then he remains a near Tamid for Jews for all the generations. Schusi agen aleinu amen, and we should be zocha b'kar of mamish, the Biaz Gal Tzedek, the Meherevi Amenu, Amen v'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.